every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And it all has to do with you. Thanks for tuning in. It's Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up tradition.
Country boys and girls getting down on the bar.
Well, well, well. Good morning, Arizona. In our outdoor living hour, Romy has a tradition of inviting good friends in, and you'll be surprised to know the topic at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning with Romy's friends is beer.
And you're going to have to
talk about beer.
Yeah, and you're going to have to do a really good job to beat septic tank talk from last week. So,
oh, that's right. Yeah,
you better be on your mark.
Last week was 2 hours of septic tank talk. Only at Rosie on the House can you choose your topics between septic tanks, beer, or peaches. Romy, introduce your beer friends.
We've got them all today. It's the first Saturday of the month here in the Outdoor Living Hour. That means we're talking farm fresh commodities. And our goal with this hour is always to connect the Arizona homeowners with all the products that are coming off of our local farms and ranches, a $23 billion industry here in the farming community in our great state of Arizona. And it is a little different today when we're putting together our home maintenance calendar, where we always put a promotion on what topics we'll be covering in each hour. Julie sent me a list and said Arizona microbreweries, and I had to call him like, what do you have in mind here, Julie?
It's an ag product. We promote ag products, and wine and beer are one of them.
And a growing industry in Arizona.
Correct. And in fact, we've got the man in the house or in the studio to tell us all about that. That is Rob Fulmer with the Arizona Craft Brewers Guild. He's our executive director. It's a paid job, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They that's one of the first questions people ask is like, do they pay you in beer? Like, well, money too. But yes.
Beer also. And then, of course, Mark Schneff, because we have to have our farmer of Schneff Farms. And what do you guys say? You grow fun?
Oh, yes. We are family, farm, and fun, just all about it. And so we're celebrating our 80th anniversary this year.
That's awesome.
It's been going on for a long time. I'm the third generation. My kids are the fourth. And so we've got a big celebration going on.
And, you know, just as I rolled into the parking lot, it was 7:30. I always call my dad, who's 82, at 7:30. And we're on the phone, and Mark rolls in with his truck. And so I said, oh, Dad, he was telling me a story about the Schneffs. And so this whole legacy of 80 years, my dad, who's 82 and has been farming in Arizona all his life, he knows some of your legacy. So tell us a little bit about it.
He does. Well, my grandfather started the farm in 1941. He was just farming in what's now downtown Mesa, and heard about some cheap desert land out in Queen Creek, went out and bought a section of ground, which is 640 acres, paid $25 an acre for it, if you can imagine. But it was all desert. And he drove my grandmother out to take a look at it. And she took one look and said, no, no way. So my dad was the oldest of seven kids. He was 19 years old. They sent he and my mom out there. They spent their honeymoon night in a little one-room shack on the property, developed it into a beautiful farm, and then my grandparents moved out with the other six kids 3 years later. But we've been farming all kinds of fun stuff, and I heard this great story from Julie's father this morning about how the old cotton trailers. I'll condense it and just say that they had a contest one time, and my grandfather won driving a cotton trailer over 60 miles an hour. And so it was, but I'd never heard that story before.
It was empty, according to Dad's tale. But it's just so cool to hear some of these long farm family legacy stories and how special they are, and especially the fun ones. But tell us a little bit more about the 80 years and what are there unique celebrations you're going to conduct?
There are, and we've been doing it. Even with COVID going on, we've been doing our celebrations. But right now we're doing the Agritainment Park at the farm, which is a theme park that we put together. We partnered with the Castle family, which is another third-generation family who've been in carnival rides for three generations. And they were completely shut down. Their business was mostly in California. And so they'd been completely shut down. We got talking with them and decided to do a partnership. They brought a bunch of their big, awesome, wonderful rides to complement our smaller family-type rides. So we have over 25 rides and attractions going on at the farm right now. We opened up the end of February, and we've been doing it every weekend. It's been successful. We're going to extend it till the end of May. as part of our 80th anniversary celebration. And we're just having so much fun. It's just, it's a new event for us. You know, we have the Great Pumpkin and Chili Party in October every year. That's been going on for about 25 years. We've been doing Christmas now for a couple of years, an amazing event that that we partner with as well with World of Illumination. And now we have this event. And this is just incredible, especially with COVID. I mean, what we learned is that people are just anxious to get out of the house and do something fun. You know, we have nearly 300 acres. People are able to spread out. We've spread out all the rides. We cap the number of people that can attend each day. So we've, you know, we followed the protocols that we needed to follow to make it a safe event. But we have just had a great time doing this, and we're going to continue on celebrating for the rest of the year.
And you know, you grow fun, but you also grow some crops.
We do. And it's peach season.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm
my
so
gosh.
Excited.
I have to tell you, my office manager came to me yesterday, and she says, what do you put in the ground by the peach trees? Is it like some narcotic? Because when I get these phone calls from people on the phone, they are so passionate about, we've got to get your peaches. We want these peaches. When are they going to be ready? This year, it's been a mild spring, and so our peaches are a little later. We have the very first. I brought a beautiful box of white peaches into the studio this morning, literally the first box of peaches that were picked. I picked them myself yesterday. I've got a small crew picking. So because of COVID, we do things a little differently. We have a crew that gets out there and picks a lot of peaches, and then we sell them online. Only the number of boxes that we pick the day before. So we're able to do that. And this year, unlike last year, we are going to open up some U-Pick on a limited basis, but you have to get a ticket. You don't have to pay for it, but you have to get a ticket so that we can control the number of people that are going to be out in the orchards at any one time. And so we'll be able to pick. People can order online peaches already picked, or they can come out on a limited basis and actually U-Pick this year as well.
And isn't it true that your farm harvest the earliest season?
Peaches.
Yeah. So tell that story.
In the whole country. We grow varieties that are developed for the desert, but also we have a wonderful sandy loam soil in Queen Creek, which allows our fruit to ripen a little bit earlier than anywhere else. And so we have literally the earliest peaches in the United States for sale. And with the varieties that we have and the soil conditions that we have. Now, in the old days, that was huge because they were all commercially picked and shipped, you know, off wherever, New York or Boston or wherever. Now it's all U-Pick and direct marketing, and we actually let the peaches sit on the trees a little bit longer so that they're nice and ripe. And
oh, and
that's
so
quite
juicy.
A niche. Earliest yep. peaches narcotic yeah. infested. that's a narrow niche.
And just for the record, I don't put any narcotics in the orchards. They're all organic, okay? So not certified organic, but they're all chemical free. Nothing like that. It's just people, these are good peaches. These are not just good, they're great peaches. You know, people compare them to like Georgia peaches or Colorado peaches. They're different varieties than what they grow in those locations, but they are amazing. And with the soil conditions and with our heat, there's a different flavor. They're just so sweet and juicy.
Different varieties come off at different times, so you can stretch the season out.
We do. We have about five different varieties that we grow because it's so warm here. You have to get them picked all in about 10 days, otherwise they're overripe. So I have varieties that are staggered. They're ready at different times so I can stretch out my season. And so the earliest peaches are these white peaches. And then we go into what's called a Florida Prince and then to an early grand, which is our great big peach. And then we have a couple of others after that. So our season looks like it's going to go through the end of May, maybe into the first week of June, just because everything's delayed a little bit. But it's a good crop, and we're just excited that we're the largest peach grower in Arizona with about 4,000 trees. We're excited that we're still here and growing, and we have four kids in the family business. My wife Carrie works all the time. She's in our bakery. We do all kind and making peach cinnamon rolls and peach tarts, and oh my gosh, it just goes on and on. She just does amazing work, and that's just one of the thousand things that she does there at the farm.
And you were trying to find out, you know, we are going to talk, we're going to spend the next segment fully on the beer, craft beer. You were talking that you thought you even sold some of your peaches to one of the craft breweries.
We did, and it was Wilderness.
Okay.
And we have done that for several years. They come out and they have there's a special variety that we grow that they like better than all the other varieties for their beer. And so they will come out and we'll either pick them and sell them to them, or they'll send a crew out and pick themselves. But it's Wilderness Brewing.
So Wilderness Brewing and some of the other microbreweries, craft brewers out there, post on Arizona Friends of Arizona Farm Bureau what flavors you produce and share with us. And if you do peach craft beer, you need to post either on Friends of Arizona Farm Bureau, Schneff Farms, especially if it's peach. And Arizona, you guys have your own Facebook page, correct?
We do, and I'll definitely get the message out. Yeah. As you mentioned, Arizona Wilderness has worked extensively with Arizona Farms, and it really lends credibility to everything that they do, including their restaurant side. And it's really, you know, difficult work. It's a lot easier to take some shortcuts, and I'm glad they've sort of led the way, and it's encouraged more craft breweries to take advantage of the Arizona products here.
Well, I'm thinking that maybe some of our craft brewers are just as bad as farmers and do this 24/7 and work all weekend. And so, Mark, knowing some of your customers and actually microbreweries that might be harvesting some of your peaches, tell us some other interesting partnerships with Schneff Farms, if they exist, kind of like who comes to the farm and what do they get? What do they want to use it with their like value-added product?
Oh, well, over the years, we've had lots of opportunities and discussions with people. We've had wineries approach us about, you know, providing peaches for peach wine, which is a big one. Lots of, let's see, bakeries and chefs.
Oh, yes.
We do a lot of... We used to. We don't do so much anymore simply because the demand for our peaches outstrips the supply. But we used to supply a lot of valley chefs at their restaurants so that they could cook with their peaches. And they would have the whole month with Schneff Farms peaches with their pastries. And we still work a lot with Vincent Garriteau from Vincent's on Camelback.
Yep.
But over the years, we've worked with at least a dozen really well-known valley chefs in, and they'll prepare special menus for the peaches.
Got a full house in today in our Farm Fresh Hour. Julie Murphy, spokeswoman for Arizona Farm Bureau, Mark Schnepp of Schnepp Farms, and Rob Fulmer of the Arizona Craft Breweries Guild. More here at Rosie on the House right after this.